music. It's a download here on 720 WGN. It's Thursday night, so it's time for Swap Meet. We all own something that connects us to this great city. Whether it's memorabilia or souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. And when we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. What do you have? What do you have? What do you have? Tonight, it's time for the Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you got, and we tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. It's a chance to brag about the things we've collected over the years. It really is just a chance to brag. 312-981-7200. And I feel like we just, those moments are fleeting.
Right.
The brag moments. Greg Flamm in studio. He goes by the name DuPage Picker. Estate sales, digital salesman. What would you call yourself?
Yeah, online sales, I guess.
Online sales. The reseller.
Thanks for having me again, Justin.
That could be your like your nickname, the reseller.
Yeah, that's a possible. We have to do a whole
to brand
picnic
it.
Thing yeah. with that.
Exactly. Do a picnic thing,
we'll
brand
do a,
it.
We'll do a 2 minute segment.
A 2 minute picnic. 312-981-7200. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me. It's always fun. Highlight of my week, you know, just to come in here
Mine
and talk
too,
with everyone.
Yeah.
And
all right. So, how was the week? Each week I ask you, how was your week? Because all week you're working different flea markets.
Yeah,
and
it's usually Wednesday
sales.
Through Saturday, a bunch of garage sales, estate sales. Flea markets. The rain has really been weird lately. It's kind of the last 2 weeks been whatever, Friday, Saturday, so it's kind of hampered some sales. But I did manage to find some stuff last weekend, and I guess we can go over that.
All right, let's do it. This is the beginning. What do you got in
Okay,
studio?
So since we get a lot of calls about the Bears posters, I brought in one from, I think it's 86, 87 defense there.
Oh, yeah, it's a locker room one.
Yeah, and I came across a stack of Chicago Bears media guides.
Yeah, you're from like my dad.
From 95 to 2000. I think I got all 8 of them or 7 of them for like $4.
So those are vintage. I feel every time I see my dad, he's like, hey, I got a media guide for the Bears for me from 2004. I'm like, I don't need it.
Yeah, and pricing them online, they go for about $8 or $9 a piece. I got all of them for $4, so, not bad.
Not bad. That's a classic poster, too.
That poster's
in the locker
really
room.
Nice.
That's
got
a lot of
defense. A lot of good names on that one. I brought in a 1972 White Sox poster that was put out by Berwyn Bank. I can't remember the name. Olympic Savings and Loan.
Olympic Savings
and
Loan. And
the best thing about this is that the whole center of the picture is like girls. I don't know if they had back girls back then.
Hold it up for me.
Yeah, hold on.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. What is that?
In the center, you got,
So it's like girls and
so I don't know if it's people from the bank and, he just kind of favored them and put them in there. But it's got, the auto pen signatures for the whole team, which is really cool. And I haven't seen this one too often. So this one, and the funny thing is the picture of the Sox in there.
The action
it's like
in the middle
fight.
Is a fight.
It's like a fight scene.
Yeah.
It's not even like a
that's so weird. It's
home
like that
run
would
hitting.
Be, yeah, so. That would be like the big shot, like a Sammy Sosa
right.
home run. But
and
instead,
it looks
it's
like a Bill Mountain there. Bill Mountain's up here. But this looks like
yeah,
maybe
it
that's
just looks
similar.
Like a brawl. Like there's a brawl at midfield.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, and that's the picture they use in this poster, right? So I get a kick out of every time I look at it. It's Berwyn, it's all girls in the middle and.
A lot of
anyway,
highlights
but yeah,
from the 72
it's cool.
Team,
I like that.
Right?
My brother actually found this one.
That's great.
But I snagged it from him. And I have a 1971 program from the Cubs. Filled out, but it's not in the best condition. They played the Pittsburgh Pirates for this game. I have a 89 Cubs pennant, and that's on the Chicago Skyway map back when it was like the phone numbers were like Hudson 2, whatever.
Wow.
They're pre, area code.
And then
I
you
think
also...
it went, when they opened it.
You also have the Hollywood
programs
that are the guides to where the Hollywood stars
Yeah,
live.
Homes of the Stars, from
what,
L.A.
What year is that? Like
I think they're 78, 79. And that's just like my personal thing. I just like pick it up.
Yeah,
I need to
make a copy of that.
Yeah.
Just when I'm going to L.A.
in
a week and a half, I want to see if those people still live there. And go to the Tudor and be like, excuse me.
All right.
Is the guy from Chips?
Yeah, that's
the
awesome.
Second guy from Chips still live here?
Right. That's awesome.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some people on the line already, some texts coming in. Why don't we get right to it before we hit our first break? Why don't we go to Arlena? Arlena, is that right, Arlena?
Yeah, it's really Darlena, but...
Oh, Darlena. Sorry about that. Darlena. All right, Darlena, what do you have?
I have a little scale for weighing the mail. For weighing mail, it's probably 5 inches in the box. And I wonder if he's familiar with that.
Okay, so it's in the box, meaning you don't use it.
No, I bought it at auction.
Oh, okay. Do you know what year approximately? Or
I think probably 80 years old.
Wow.
Ooh.
And it's still in the box. That's cool. I mean, can you maybe text us a picture or we can
Oh, I can't.
See it?
Oh,
that's all right. Do you know, where did you got an estate sale, you said?
Well, at auction, probably.
Auction?
Estate sale.
Okay.
I wonder if he's familiar with anything like that.
Not really, but, you know, obviously if it's in the box, anything that old in the box is usually worth something. Obviously, if I could see a picture, that would help quite a bit. But, yeah, I still would look that up. I would have, if you can't do it, have a family member or friend look that up. Yeah.
Okay. What about a Ouija board?
Oh, my God. I personally I walk past them because I'm just superstitious that way. But I know people who, you know, buy them as soon as they can see them.
Can you make money off of Ouija boards? Are they
they do. They sell,
kind of thing?
You know, anywhere from 30 and up, you know, depending on what year, because they obviously made it every year. I think it was Parker Brothers.
Pardon?
Was it Parker Brothers or which brand? Do you know which one?
Pretty old.
Yeah.
But my aunt told me they used to sit upstairs at the old farmhouse and play.
Yeah. I won't. I'm just. I've heard too many stories.
Darlena, that scares the living bejesus out of me. The farmhouse.
Yeah.
Ouija board scene. That's hey.
Yeah, they had a good time doing it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You know, as long as whoever you conjure up goes when you're done. You know.
How would I sell that?
Yeah, they're all over eBay, and you could probably find your exact one, and you know, and then just make sure you click the sold column to see what they actually sold for, because, you know, like I said before, anyone could ask for any amount for any item, but you want to just double check the sold column to make sure what they're actually selling for.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I'm hogging the time.
That's all right.
A Schlitz beer pitcher, and I also have a mug.
And how old is that?
Probably 50 or more.
Yeah, that would sell. I'd have to probably say $20 for all of that, maybe 20 to 30. And because it's probably, is it glass or is it plastic?
It's ceramic.
Ceramic, yeah. It's going to be kind of heavy to ship, so that's another thing you got to consider, the shipping costs with that. So,
all right.
20 to 30 maybe on that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Darlena.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. People are on the line here. 312-981-7200. We got some texts. We got some old license plates I want to look at. 312-981-7200. We're playing Swap Meet with Greg Flamm. Stay with us. All right, it's the Swap Meet Thursday night here on WGN Radio, 312-981-7200. You got some Chicago memorabilia, some Chicago antiques, some Chicago junk that you would like to brag about. It's like, you know, because I don't want it to just be things that you think you have value of. It's got to be cool stuff. Like, when we first started this, I talked about that skeleton. I have the skeleton key that opens any door on the CTA. I can't sell that for anything. Maybe I could. I could sell it to the Russians. You know?
Right.
We would like that key.
Right.
And I could sell it and it would be a big espionage thing, but I doubt they want it. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it works anymore. But my point being that it doesn't have to only be about things that you might want to sell. I want to hear about the cool stuff you're bragging
the backstory,
about.
Backstory, yeah.
Yeah, like I want to tell you about the baseball I caught or the signature I got or I never washed my hand.
Someone shook your hand.
Yeah, exactly. I met the bass player for Styx, and I never washed my hand. Like one of those.
Awesome.
312-981-7200. Let's go to John. John, what do you got, John?
Well, you said you wanted cool stuff, so I was going to originally talk about an antique curio cabinet I have, but I was thinking when I was on the line, if you're looking about for cool stuff, I have a leather change purse from the Eastland. The disaster in the Chicago River.
That is definitely Chicago history there, that's for sure.
Yes, it's a small leather change purse, and it's got, you know, the Eastland on it.
That is very cool.
And I've always thought that was kind of cool.
That is.
You know, definitely. Another thing, John, I would tell you, that the Eastland, the bodies that came out of that wreck were taken to a makeshift morgue on the west side in the West Loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Washington and I think either Morgan or Aberdeen. Can you name where that is and what it is now?
Ooh.
I'll just tell you. It's Harpo Studios, Oprah Winfrey's studio that she did her show in is where used to be a warehouse where the bodies were, the morgue were laid out. It was a makeshift morgue for the
you'll always hear the haunted stories around Halloween.
And that's what I was going to say, is that they're tearing that down.
Wow.
And they're making it like super, that's the headquarters for McDonald's.
Wow.
And like, talk about like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that.
I can't
man.
Repeat the stories, but I heard a couple stories about someone said they hear noises in Harpo Studios when it was.
Yeah, here. Right. That's what that was. And, Oprah did some stories on that.
Yeah.
Like she did something for a show, but not, now they're... They're getting rid of it, you
we'll
know.
See. That's now
like
that
a, it's got poltergeist written all over it.
Yep.
All right, John, what's the antique cabinet? Tell me about the antique cabinet.
Well, it was handed down from my mother through her parents, and then I know it's got to be over 100 years old. It's a wooden china cabinet, and it's got concave glass on the sides and, you know, clear glass in the front, and the door opens in front, and there's probably about 6 shelves in there. It might be about 6.5 feet tall, and it's got like talons or bare feet for the legs.
Okay,
that it stands on.
Yeah, that's.
And I was just wondering how far back something like that goes.
No, man, I couldn't tell you, but I know if you took a picture and brought it into almost any antique shop, they'd be able to help you.
That's what I mean. You know, I John, I mentioned this before, but there's a lot of these old antique shops. It used to be on Belmont, over on in sort of West Roscoe Village. Yeah. But then there also is a place I went to that was like a really nice, I got a nice little armoire where I put my TV on that used to be like a handkerchief sort of armoire.
Okay.
That they turned in, they like sanded it down and charged me like 6 times what it probably was worth.
Okay.
But the point being that those are all over Andersonville and Edgewater.
Right. Yeah, and they pick those and charge.
And they charge tons. So you
yeah,
might be able to,
times
yeah,
more than
I was
going
to say, you might
what,
either get in with that.
Sorry, what area are you in, John? I can maybe point you somewhere.
I'm from the Berwyn area.
Okay, yeah, you're nearby, all along 31st Street. There's like 7 antique shops between like LaGrange and Wolf in that area off of 31st.
Yes, so I know exactly.
Yeah, if you just take a couple pictures, they'll be able to tell you, you know, there.
All right, thanks, John. Thanks for that.
Yep.
It's awesome on the purse, too. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're the one who texts the pictures of the license plates. What's the story on this?
Well, I bought them at a garage sale, old guy. And of course, they're from Berwyn,
yeah,
so this must be the theme tonight, Berwyn.
Yeah, right. It's funny how that works.
And it's two, you know, both, I guess, a front and rear.
That's
good. 1931 and 1932. And they've also got the, if you notice on a picture, they've got the Berwyn tag. So it's not just a plain old license plate. It's actually got the tag. And one of the tags says, it says play, good for only 35 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah, it's got like a, yeah.
Right. Well, first off, it's good that you have both. That definitely helps. Again, if you're not familiar, you know, with eBay, maybe have a family member or friend, but those are definitely worth something.
They are? They're worth something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and especially in pairs, and the older, you know, the better.
Who's
up until
that?
About the
Who's
70s.
Buying that stuff?
People collect that. People want, I know people who want a pair from every state, or they do even every year. You know,
wow.
They go
well,
way
you know,
back
I
to the leather plates that used to be leather.
If you go into some restaurants, like I think it's a barbecue joint, Dave's or something like that.
Okay.
They'll have their walls.
Right.
You know, like in the bathroom and on the way to the bathroom and all that, they'll have their walls covered with license plates.
Right, yeah.
You know, like
restaurant decor, yeah. They don't even care what they really have unless they're really
could you just go straight to that restaurant and be like, hey, you want some license plates? Or they'll just no.
I actually asked, I was at one and I asked them, but it was in Bolingbrook. And they really didn't seem too interested in it. And I said, well, maybe I'll go to the one over in like Riverside, which is right across the street from Berwyn.
Yeah, you probably have better luck, you know, like with a mom-and-pop restaurant. They'd probably be more interested in working out a deal right there.
Yeah.
You know, the chains or something like that, you know, they go through corporate to buy that stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah,
those
like
snobs.
And all
those snobs
right.
In Bolingbrook.
Freaking snobs.
Yeah, but
all right,
but
thanks.
Look it up, though. You got something cool.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting. Let's go to Robert. Robert, what do you got, Robert?
Yeah, I got a, it's prior to World War II, when it's a Ford salesman's kit, which I've got, it has the films and the phonograph records.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it shows the line of Ford cars, and it also shows the military Jeeps.
Right, well, I know what you're talking about with the records, because they used to, you know, that's how they do their demos. They play a record and hand someone a brochure or a booklet while they're playing the record with this dramatic music and stuff. I've come across that. And then the same thing with, not to change the subject, but with like Betty Crocker recipes. They used to put them out on records.
Yeah, right.
I got lucky one time and found like a set of four of those, and they went for about $80. But yeah, no, I know what you're talking about with those, and that anything automobile with the records with that, you've definitely got something great there. I couldn't even tell you.
Well, I contacted Ford, and they told me to get a hold of some appraiser to see how much it would be worth, because I was going to donate it to the Ford Museum.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool.
Because
well,
I've went online and that.
That's something, right? That's something that is so rare that you're probably not going to even find it on eBay. So you got to kind of, if you do list it, make sure you do an auction, and make sure you do an auction like usually 5 or 7 days, but do it for like 21 days. You know, just keep repeating auction. Because some people give up.
Find out what something like that's worth. I mean,
that's the thing. You could try to find a automobile, you know, memorabilia guy who might give you an idea, but I think in this case it wouldn't even matter, to be honest. I think if you just put it up there and stuck with an auction for 3 times, you will see it, you know, be bid up to, you know, what it's worth.
There you go. All right, thanks,
Robert. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye bye.
All right. Let's do one more call. We'll sneak it in. Let's get Frank. Frank, what do you got?
I have coins from the Chicago Railroad Fair of 1949.
Okay.
It was held on the space where McCormick Place is. Right. And on the one side of the coin is the Continental Bank facade on LaSalle Street.
Okay.
And on the reverse side is the Bank of Gold Gulch. They did a western town during the railroad fair. And I presume then that the Continental Bank did the Bank of Gold Gulch.
Right.
You would go inside. It was just like an old Western bank. And you would go up to the teller, and then you would get one of those gold coins.
Right. Well, I could tell you, you got two things going there. You got a coin, and you got railroad, you know, memorabilia. And right there, I could tell you that would be very collectible. I have no problem selling like Union Pacific stuff, even not that old, you know, just people collect that stuff. So you got
Frank. All right. So 630 says, tell the guy with the Ford albums to call Volo Auto Museum. They may be able to.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. All right. We'll take a quick break. We get an update on tonight's news with Rob, traffic with Esmeralda. And we will continue with the swap meet. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's the download here on WGN Radios. Greg Flam is in studio. It is swap meet time. We are all getting together as a collective region to brag about our stuff. That's essentially this.
Bring it on.
I had a good tagline. You can't take it with you when you die, but you can take it with you till you die. Can't
take it with you till you die.
You can't take it with you when you die. But you can take it with you till you die.
There you go.
That's the swap meet, right?
There you go.
The idea of what you take with you. Let's go to the phone. Sean. Sean, what do you got? What have you taken with you?
What I was given to by my father when I was a young boy. I have a 2-foot by 10-foot cloth banner that was hung at Comiskey Park, which was the second to the last 1959 World Series appearance by the White Sox.
There you go.
My dad was 5'7", and he was on the insurance patrols with the fire department, and that was what he wasn't tall enough yet to be an actual fireman at the time, which was hysterical. But nonetheless, he was detailed to the park in some form of control, crowd control, or what have you.
Right.
And they won at the end of the game. Obviously, they lost 4-2 to the LA Dodgers, but they pulled down this banner. And the banner is red and white stripes. It's, like I said, it's 2 by 10 foot. But the coolest thing about it, it's still in great shape. It's a cloth banner, but on the top of it, it has a hand-sewn baseball, and it says, Go, Go, 1959 White Sox on it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Where do you have it? Do you have it, like, rolled up somewhere, or do you have it actually displayed in your house?
I have it, and I'm afraid, so I put it aside, and I have it hidden. I really am embarrassed because I never looked into it too much to even get an idea. The only time I ever had anybody that was interested or came up to me, because I never really, like I said, did anything about it myself, was some guy that supposedly was a self-professed number one memorabilia collector.
Right.
A bigwig at R.H. Donnelly, and he offered me $1,000.
There
he
you
came
go.
Up from the second in the game that we won, the World Series that the last one we won with the White Sox.
Yeah. I mean, first off, it's very rare that you have that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think it's one. I can't find it anywhere. I've looked in newspapers.
Yeah, you're not going to find that. That's another one like the Eastland, change person.
And you know, the thing is, you already have a price point where someone, I mean, that's, Greg's talked about that on the show. You know, if somebody offers you something, that's sort of where you're at, the ballpark, so.
Only takes one to buy it and two to bid it up, to something higher. So, and it's one of a kind for sure.
Very cool.
Careful trying to accept a fast offer on it. I think it might be worth more than $1,000, to be honest.
Wow, there you go, Sean. All right, thank you, buddy. I like that. See?
No idea what price range.
If you do an auction, I would start, to be honest. You can always come down. I would start at $1,000 and see if it goes up from there, to be honest.
Okay.
If you know someone who can list it for you.
Thanks, Sean. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Susan. Susan, what do you got, Susan? What do you want to brag about?
Well, I've got a ton of antiques. I've been collecting since I was 16, and I'm 66. But Chicago-related, there is, in the Field Museum, there is a dollhouse. It's called Colleen Moore's dollhouse.
Right.
And I am related to Colleen Moore. In fact, her real name was Kathleen Morrison.
Okay.
And she was from Port Huron, Michigan. My grandfather was from Sarnia, Canada, right across the border.
Okay.
Anyway, and I have a picture that I can see right here in my dining room. And the picture that I have says from Big Kathleen to Little Kathleen, because she was quote-unquote Big Kathleen, because her real name was Kathleen Morrison, and my Auntie Kay's real name was Kathleen Morrison. And so the picture says from Big Kathleen to Little Kathleen. And I met her. They had a film festival in 1979, and I met Colleen Moore.
Wow.
She was actually pretty funny. She was kind of like her films. I've got a book on all sorts of books about the old studios. And her films were pretty funny, and she invited me to a I said, did you remember my grandfather? She did. And anyway, they invited me to a party at the Mid-America Club, and Roger Ebert was there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right.
Wow,
well, there you go. That's a
good
one.
That's a
good
story.
That's a good story.
That's what you want. You want the backstory.
All right. See? Now, that's good. And I like that, too, that she's looking straight at the picture in her living room.
Right.
It's up. It's something to brag about.
Yep.
And four stars.
Probably don't want to sell it because it's personalized to her.
All right. Let's go to Colleen. Is it Colleen?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Colleen. What do you got, Colleen? What do you want to brag about?
I've got a Mickey Mouse rotary phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering, are those worth anything? It's about 40 years old.
Yeah, I mean, conditions are going to be the big thing with that. But, anything Disney, usually pre-70s, you can usually count on it being worth something. Have you, by chance, happened to plug it in to see if it still works? Because obviously that's something they're going to ask you as soon as they
last time we, a year ago it worked.
Okay.
I've got it wrapped up and everything.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Did it?
I don't have it in the original box, but it's in very good shape.
Like, right. Can I ask a question? When you want to ask it where the nearest restaurant is, how do you do that with a rotary phone?
just dial it.
Put all five fingers in there, twist it at once.
I'm just trying to figure. I've heard of these. I don't know what they are. So do I double click? Do I double tap it? Is there a swiping ability on it? How does it work?
What would
something like that be worth?
I'm thinking minimum 75 to 100.
All right, there you go.
Oh, wow. Okay,
but,
cool.
Yeah, have someone check it out for you, though.
I will. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Colleen.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Keith. Keith, what do you got, Keith? What do you want to brag about?
I have a set of sleigh bells from a distant relative that was a surgeon in the Union Army in the Civil War.
Okay.
And it was a one-horse open sleigh, and they knew when he was coming to make calls, you could hear the sleigh bells. So I display those, and the grandkids love has a unique sound to it. And it stays in the family documented. But I have something I wanted to donate, and I'm struggling with. My father-in-law was in World War II, went to the Great Lakes. I have a full documented timeline of graduating from Great Lakes, going to Okinawa, Peleliu, articles, letters, uniforms, Japanese uniforms, guns, money,
and people are looking for that.
From the government. What I got permission slips from the government allowing to have these firearms. And I wanted to have them donated and displayed. And boy, am I struggling through the red tape to do that. And all the money to go to veterans. I don't want any money for this, but my mother-in-law is still alive, and I want her to be able to see that something was donated, and it's all in perfect condition.
I can't think off the top of my head who you would go to, but I'm sure if you there's so many people looking for a World War II memorabilia that I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to find.
I just like the idea that that's all documented. You got the timeline.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, too.
That's pretty cool. And in the sleigh bells, the other way that a Civil War doctor, he would ring them in left hand while he was cutting off your leg with the right.
Distract you.
It was a distraction technique, right?
Give you a bullet to bite on.
Thanks, Keith.
You're welcome. Any price on the Civil War bells? You got any idea?
Oh, you want to give up?
I don't know the price, but I can tell you they're definitely worth something. Anything Civil War is hot, so you've got something really good there. Have
like Kim Kardashian hot? Are we talking about?
Maybe
not that hot.
Maybe to some people hotter. I don't know.
Thanks, Keith. I love it. Everyone's at the end of me like, I love this thing. It's I put in my grandkids love it. How much would it be worth?
Yep.
All right, let's take let's do a real quick break. We'll come back. I want to get to Jim. I want to get to David. I got a ton of texts to get through as well. 312-981-7200. That's the number for Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's Download Here. 720 WGN playing Swap Meet. Got a lot of people on the line, so why don't we keep going? Greg Flamm is here. You can find him on Twitter at @DuPagePicker.
And at Facebook now, too.
You got it?
Yeah, up and running. Yeah.
I was looking for the page. I couldn't find it yet.
Just
so let's
Facebook.com/DuPagePicker.
DuPagePicker. Okay. Yep. All right. I'm going to tag you. I'm going to tag you all the time. I got these great videos of monkeys smelling themselves.
Right. Nice. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get.
I put the pass link for the shows on there, though. So that'll
be you did. Good. Yeah. It's just anytime. And there's so this hilarious thing Donald Trump said. I'll put it on your page.
All right, yeah.
I'll put it on your page.
Yep.
All right, let's go to David. Thanks. David, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I have an old seltzer maker.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's made out of glass. It's got a weaving on it, like a, I guess, almost like a plastic weaving, but it's not plastic. And it's got a, it's interesting because it looks like it connects to a gas.
It's like the old cartridges kind of thing where you can turn like regular water into seltzer water?
It doesn't, no, it's not a cartridge. It's not set up for a cartridge. It looks like it's set up for some kind of pressurized gas thing.
Okay, I'm stumped, yeah.
Well, that would be a good one for, I'd like to see you go on Antiques Roadshow and be like, it's set up for a gas thing.
Right.
See how they respond.
Those
are
the good
ones. I don't know how seltzer is made, so I don't know either.
I would just think it was. Is it lime flavored? Is it grapefruit flavored? That's all I know. All right, David. I don't know. I don't know anything much about the seltzer maker, but it sounds pretty cool. I want one. I think you should. Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hello,
Nancy. What do you want to brag about?
Well, I have two very small books. So one is a collection of Whittier poems, one right after another in the book, each one for a specific day so that the book becomes actually a calendar.
Wow.
It's from 1910.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been, you know how the pages need to be sliced to be read? A lot of them haven't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're still connected. Yeah. School, yeah.
Yeah. In a maroon suede cover with gold on Whittier calendar sayings. So that's a pretty cool.
That is. That's pretty cool. That's unique.
I'm sorry?
That's unique. I just not a book guy, so I couldn't really tell you what it's
worth.
Greg
doesn't read.
Yeah.
The last thing
you know, if it's more than
10
pages, it's got to be a magazine like Stars Homes or something, you know. I'm joking. I'm joking, but you've got something unique there. I would definitely have it checked out.
You can go to a used bookstore.
Store or used bookstore, yeah.
And they'll take a look at that. That's interesting. I like the sliced page stuff.
Yeah, that it's not sliced.
Isn't
that
cool?
Yeah,
that
is
very cool. It's never been read all the way through, and there are dear poems of his, one right after another.
Yeah, I would think that. I would think that that's going to drive up the price for sure. Go ahead.
And the second one is a 3-inch by 5-inch story of 100 operas, and that was published in Chicago. In it, a little book held in your hand. In it, there are 39 portraits of the current-day opera stars from the 1920s, Mary Garden and Madame Schumann-Heinck. And then a page and a half of each of the 100 operas.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so small books. All right, we'll take it.
Are you happy to keep them, or what do you want to do?
I'd be delighted to scoot them along to someone who would really...
Really want them.
Yeah. I, like we said before, try a librarian or a bookstore,
Like really want them, like really, like cash want them.
Right.
Thanks,
good luck with that.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim? What do you got at home?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, good, Jim. Man. How about you?
Good. Hey, I've got a watch that was given to me by when my grandmother passed away, and what I know about it is it was made by the Elgin Watch Company. Mm-hmm. It's from 1903. It's a pocket watch.
Okay. Wow. I like that.
Apparently, it was a gift to my great grandfather as a like a service award.
Right.
About 25 or 30 years of service for whatever. I don't even know what business he was in, but it still works. It keeps good time.
Yeah,
and
they made them the last back then. And I can tell you, pocket watches are usually pretty
What I would do,
desirable.
Jim, is I would just fully commit to being a pocket watch guy. Like the
kind
of guy who's just
awesome,
always like,
you know?
Yeah, just have it like hanging out of your sort of vest. You got to get a vest.
Right.
That's right.
You know, and then
a monocle.
Yeah, and you just pull it out and be like, oh, do you want to know what time it is? Let me show you.
That's what they say. The watch starts collecting you, you know.
Yeah.
It turns it around, you know.
That's what I would do.
So, any idea what anything like this would be worth? Or
no, I would take it in to a jeweler, a pawn shop. Just get it an appraisal. You know, don't act on that. Just get the
get
a start.
No, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, good call.
You know, over 100 years old, and it still even has the second hand, which is not bigger than a piece of hair. You know,
no, that's definitely a nice piece.
Good, that's good. I like that, Jim. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Joan. Joan, what do you want to brag about, Joan?
Hi, Joan.
I'd like to brag a little bit about a picture that I have hanging in our dining room. It is about a 25 by 25 picture in original frame of the Pullman Association Football Club. Championship season of 1897-1898.
Wow. That's great. Is there someone from your family that was in that football club?
Yes, my husband's great-grandfather, Alexander McLaughlin Allison, came over from Scotland probably in the late 1800s to work for the Pullman Company, and I think probably play soccer or football.
Well, so there was a soccer club, so it's soccer.
Right, I was going to say football as we know it.
Football, that's the European name. But
I know, but I'm just saying it's soccer for those who we What is it, football,
right?
That's really interesting. That's a great piece of history right there because of all the people that did come over to work for Pullman at that time, and it's interesting to have that hanging in your living room. Thank you for that, Joan. That's awesome.
We've had some great Chicago.
That's a great one. That's one of my favorites tonight.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad. I did take I had a negative made some years ago, so I could make copies for some of the other family members, and I did take it down to the Pullman Association, because there's a they have a an association down there.
Right.
And I think they lost it, and I'm not donating this.
No, don't do that.
They lost it.
If they lost the copy of it, you know, you're going to trust them with the original.
Get it together, Pullman Association.
Right.
You're losing. Oh, we had a great. Right. Oh, God, I don't know where I put it. Somewhere on this desk.
Right.
Thanks, Joan. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Good luck.
Let's try Michael. Michael, wrap it up for us. What do you want to brag about?
I got a guitar from 1976.
Uh-huh.
It was owned by Daryl Sturmer of Bill Collins' Genesis fame.
Right.
He played it from 1978, touring with Genesis.
How'd you get the guitar?
Collins to 1983.
How'd you get it?
I'm a friend of his.
Oh, it's, your friend?
It's a Steinberger, or which one? Because I know he played Steinberger and a couple other ones. Yeah, I'm a musician guy. So
it's the Suntech he played.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is it, did he play?
It was actually the guitar. It was actually the guitar that was played on Face Value.
Oh, okay.
On the album.
Yeah. Did he sign it by chance or anything?
I'm not sure about its worth. Excuse me.
Did he sign it, or do you have anything? You know, obviously, if you were to sell it, you know, someone's going to want the provenance or some kind of certificate. That
was his. Yeah.
Right. No, I got a note from him.
Yeah.
I'm friends with him, so I have pictures with him and stuff. You know, him. With me and the guitar.
No, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what it's worth. I mean, I'm as much as I'm into guitars, that one offhand I couldn't tell you, but I'm sure it's $1,500 or higher, maybe $2,500 or higher.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah. That's saying, because, you know, In the Air is like iconic song, so, you know, it was actually played on that song on the album, so.
No, I've seen Genesis many times with Daryl, so he's awesome. There we go.
22 times.
Nice.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Keep that music going. Do you remember?
Gated drums. You got to love them.
Did that song? So must have something understanding. Do you want to play guitar on that too?
I'm not sure if he played on that. He was saying he played on Phil Collins' solo, but I know he toured with Genesis as well. I could feel it
coming. This is the end of Swap Meet.
Right. the dark episode.
Exactly. Well, this is where we have to be quiet for like 18 minutes if it's a Michael Mann episode or Miami Vice.
Right.
Which is still one of the greatest shots in television history when the song is playing and they're driving in the Porsche. They're going down. They're not talking. That's so good.
Yep. And
it's radio, so if we just did that, it would just be... Greg Flan, thanks so much. I got many great stuff. And for everyone who texted in, we just ran out of time. There were so many calls tonight. I didn't get so much of the text. And I got some really great stuff here. So please join us next week. And there's a lot of great stuff here. And I apologize for not getting to all of it. We're probably about 10 or 15 down. So
that's awesome.
But that's always good for next week. Greg will be back next week. Greg, great to see you. Thanks for joining
Justin.
Us tonight.
Thanks.